Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
So, guys, we've been looking through each other's Spotify Wrapped today, and this is a delight, what I'm seeing here. We were just chatting, and I was like, yeah, but then I saw something. I saw something, and I was like, oh, we got to start recording if I'm going to say this thing. Tucker had an awesome September 11th this year, because I see on his current Green Chuck working with him, he added "I Got a Feeling" by the Black Eyed Peas on September 11th. On Tucker was bumping music that was like, "I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good." On September 11th. The day of the tragedy.
Let's analyze the three songs I added on September 11th. I have "Girls Just Want to Have Fun," "I Got a Feeling."
Oh, I didn't even see that. And then the next day, 21 questions. This is like a timeline here.
Yeah, this is a timeline of my late summer.
Tucker, did you do 9/11? And you're trying to communicate it through your truck working playlist?
Dude, it's 2025.
Where were you 23 years ago? No, that's math wrong there. Where were you 24 years ago?
Probably in preschool in Carlisle, Mass.
Dude, you look at Super Freak, Dangerous, Smooth Criminal on September 18th. You were feeling like you had gotten away with it at this point.
I had a very good late summer.
And then right after that, Can't Get Enough, meaning that he might commit a crime again.
Dude, these are all
many
bangers.
Men Wish Death is the following song, and then after that, buzzing like a mink whale because he just did 9/11.
And then jump.
Well, that's a little rude, that's a little much, don't you think? Let's take it easy.
Ted is 70.
Yeah, okay. Man, you really had to bring that to... You had to rise
well,
that
I asked
to the top.
You, and you just got distracted.
Oh, I did.
You did.
But before we talk about our ages, I just want to highlight real quick, "Where Is the Love" by the Black Eyed Peas. Wonderful song.
Yeah, it's awesome. I listen to it probably every week.
I remember... When did this song come out?
Like 2003. That would be my guess.
I love how it doesn't tell me on Spotify if I look up song details when it came out.
I bet I can find out. 2003. Dude, I was dead on.
Yeah, you nailed that.
Yeah, because 2003 is a volatile year. It's a volatile year. We were invading Iraq for like no reason.
Yeah.
And they kind of rap about that.
That makes sense for the song.
Yeah.
That makes sense for the song. Well, I remember, maybe I think I discovered the song maybe like 5 years after it came out, but I remember I would walk to, I don't even know where I was going. Where was I going? But I would listen to this song and I was like, man, where is the love? Chemical gases fill in the lungs of little ones.
Yeah, it's a heavy song, but it feels good.
That's a crazy line. It's just like so on the nose.
Yeah,
chemical gases fill in the lungs of little ones.
That song is still so relevant today.
Do you think it's relevant today?
Yeah, it's so relevant today. What do you mean?
I think the whole world's addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that'll bring you trauma.
That's true. That's true.
Overseas, yeah. We got to stop terrorism. Like, so they had to be like, okay, yeah, no, we do have to be over there And we do have to be stopping terrorism. Black Eyed Peas, they're pro police state.
Well, you got to think of the times, man. The towers had just fallen. People were ready.
You would know something about that, wouldn't you?
Apparently, I would. Ted, turn your camera on.
My camera is on.
Not for me, it ain't.
Dude, I feel like, I'll be honest, I feel like I'm funnier when you can't see me. But I don't think that you should turn your camera off.
That just sucks for me. That's just going to suck for me the whole time.
But I'm so joyful, and I can't be perceived by you right now. I'm too
okay, then,
delicate.
Then
I'm too delicate. No, bring it back.
No, Tucker, if you want to play this game.
I'm not playing any game. I'm making
the game, and we're both.
I'm asking you as a friend.
We're both secret. Oh, so how the tables have turned.
I'm asking you as my chosen brother. How about that?
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, my hands are kind of tied here.
Yeah.
The answer's still no.
What? Whoa! First of all, it took too long. Second of all, you still said no.
Empire State of Mind. I got to add that to this place.
No, don't run away from this. Don't run away from your responsibility as my chosen brother.
Ted, I have a son now.
Tucker, if I die, you stand to gain 25% of my assets. Are you aware of that?
What am I going to do with what assets do you have? I mean, you got a PS5 Pro, I think.
No, my stocks, dude.
Oh, well, that'd be nice. I could use more stock for
you're
sure.
You're one of my four beneficiaries.
Who the fuck else is on there?
My sister, my mom, and my dad.
I can definitely get rid of your sister. Your dad, I could probably get rid of your dad, but I don't know if I'd have the heart to get rid of Lisa. She'd be crying.
He's the only gun owner. He's the only gun owner. I don't know why you would target him.
If you died, dude, I would never hear the end of it from your mom. Oh my God. She would be crying forever.
Yeah, I'm awesome.
She's already crying all the time.
I think that just tells you that I'm awesome. Does it not?
Dude, she's already crying every time I see Lisa. I feel like she cries.
Well, you only see her during the holidays. You're seeing her at peak emotional. Like, it comes in waves. It's a parabola. Don't get me wrong.
An emotional parabola.
I mean,
I feel like all moms are on that a little bit. But your mom, she loves the waterworks.
Okay.
And if you died, every day.
Every day?
25% of your assets. Hmm?
Yeah.
That could be juicy.
I feel like I told you about that.
I hadn't really thought about it, but now
that's
like,
really ooh. And so when I say that you're my chosen brother, that's really me putting my money where my mouth is.
I can't do the same. Emma gets my assets.
I don't need your, 25%. You stand to gain more from me dying than I stand to gain from you dying, I would say.
Oh, that's
you ever
rich.
Think about that?
That is rich.
What are you talking about?
That is rich, Ted.
That's rich? Like I'm missing some critical point?
I've got a really sweet pair of binoculars right here.
I need you to break that down because you said that's rich. Usually that's followed like coming from you. Like there's an implied hypocrisy. You're about to call me out on a hypocrisy.
Well, you think that your stuff's better than my stuff. That's what you're saying.
No, I'm just saying that I'm legitimately financially richer than you. I have more money than you. You stand to gain bullion if I were to pass.
I'm going to say this. I don't know if you guys have been noticing this, but I think it just fully bloomed. Ted has turned into
Schlatt. Yeah.
He has fully transformed.
I think that's something that Tucker has been keeping in his back pocket this whole time, as if he views it as a gun.
Ted, you are here flaunting your fat stacks of cash, hitting me in the face with it, saying, oh, bullion, oh. You think that you are not, you don't think you're worthy of being called Schlatt?
So just let me just clarify here. Like, I should just ask this. Do you want me to take you off the beneficiary list? I'm confused on what I'm doing wrong here.
You don't want my stuff, Ted. That's what you're doing wrong. My stuff's cool.
I want your stuff, dude. I want your bird book. I want your fucking...
What, my lifetime guide?
No, I want your fucking notes, dude.
Yeah. No, that's what I thought. Yeah. No, yeah. That is going to be cool when I die.
Yeah, I'm a Tucker charmer, guys. I just instantly charmed him.
You did.
Instantly.
That was slick. That was pretty slick, dude.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was good.
I felt pretty good about that. No, I hit you right. Right in the weak point right there. Cause I do want it. I do want it. Cause then I can read it and I can just see the, like, cause we don't talk about birds all the time that I could like have these
never
like,
talk about
inner
birds.
Thoughts. It's kind of like, whenever YouTube comes up in the news and my parents see it, they'll always send me an article. In the same way that they do that to me, whenever I see a bird I've never seen before or feels significant, I'll send it to you. I'll take a picture and I'll send it to you. Yeah. I saw a blue-footed booby.
That is cool. I've never seen one.
Yeah, when I send you these birds, I think that if it's ever... Sometimes I'll get a little bit of reaction, but a lot of times... It'll be very muted reaction, and I think that's sometimes because you haven't seen the bird.
No, I usually give you good reaction on the birds I haven't seen, but sometimes you send me birds or you send me an article that I know it seems really cool, and it is cool, but like it's old news. It's kind of like if I were to send you an article that's like, hey, do you know you can do J-cuts to help speed your video up or something? It's like, yeah, that's great, but you're way past that. So sometimes it's like that. Like
can you give me an example here? I don't know what you're talking about.
I'd have to dig through our DMs, but it's happened a couple of times. But I'm not. Okay. I'm not blaming you. It's just, you know, it's the nature of the beast.
Listen, man, I think that the whole world's addicted to the drama.
Which drama? Because
only
I could
attracted
agree with
to things that'll bring you trauma. Oh, overseas, yeah, we're trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorism here living in the USA, the big CIA, in the USA, the big CIA.
You said blue-footed booby, and I said very good.
Okay, well, is it capitalized?
The very is. I said very good.
Man, you were scrolling that whole time.
And you said... No, I searched booby in our chat. And we're both gay, so that is the
very
only result.
Good. Very good. Very
good. And I said,
good.
You're becoming a bird man.
You say we're both gay, so it was the only result. So true. So true. We're never talking about boobs.
No, we're not. I guess. I save that for my coworkers.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I guess, should we talk about the fact that I'm like the king of fishing now?
If you want to talk about your fishing, I'd love to hear about your fishing.
Yeah, well, we got to give him something who knows when we're going to do the, who knows when we're going to do the fishing episode. It'll probably be a second channel Ted Nivison video. I think that's where Tucker was going with that.
That's exactly where I was going. I already have like some stuff in mind for that. And I think ideally you don't do any fishing really on it. You just focus on making a really cool video in which
you are so greedy. You're such a greedy boy.
No, I just,
you'll never admit it in a million years, your greed, but your greed it grows exponentially every year. Your greed
sickens
me. I've gotten
so generous.
Your greed sickens me, Tucker. You know why?
Why?
Because you try to do... This is how you do things. You'll be like... You are the king of ulterior motives.
My motive is purely fishing. Everybody knows this.
I know, but you could have just said, I really want to fish as much as possible. But instead, you tried to package me... a situation in which you could somehow ideally fish even more. You're like, well, I just feel like you should be like focusing on making a good video. You like good videos, don't you, Ted? You like those.
You don't understand.
You like a good video. And I'm like, wait, yeah.
You do. Then, you do like a good video.
Okay, but I'm making videos all the time. If we're good and I have an opportunity, I want to fish. I think you're nervous. That's
no,
what I
I'm
think.
Not. Well, yeah, but probably not for the reason you think.
Are you nervous? Okay, there's potentially two reasons. There's one reason that I think is the reason that you think I think, and I've already put that off to the side. I'll use it if I end up being wrong, but I think that the reason you are nervous is that you're nervous for that video, you wouldn't catch a thing, single thing.
Oh, no, that didn't even cross my mind.
Really? Okay, so what's your reason then?
You know, I feel like you're not going to have the skill set to elevate the boat. You know what I mean?
Oh, dude, I'm the heaviest I've ever been. I'm going to sink the boat.
You can't sink a Boston Whaler. They're made of fiberglass and foam.
Sounds like a challenge.
Well, my thinking is it's going to be tough to like get you fishing and recording reliably.
I feel like once you get the main once you get the main muscle memory on what the process is for fishing, it's not a huge fucking deal.
So the way that we had our best day ever last year was pretty cowboy style. The water was kind of choppy. We're in a small boat and we're like running fish down. We're like chasing schools of fish down fast because you can see the birds above them following them. Mm-hmm. And we're like running up on them fast and then throwing a cast in. Like it's very fast. It's very hectic.
Are you trying to do fly fishing then?
Well, this year we're shifting into that. That's on the docket this year is catching fat stripers.
Because at one point you're talking about Boston Whaler, and now you're talking about running down to the side of a river.
No. We were in the boat running down schools of fish.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, we're chasing.
We were doing that. We were doing that when last time I fished with you, the only time I fished with you.
This was a little more intense than that. It was a little more intense. Like, okay. We're like, there's a school of birds.
All right,
they're moving
fuck
like
me. No, you're right. But I have no
here's
clue.
The thing. Ted. If you want to be on the crew, you got to come a couple times and prove that you've got your sea legs. At that point, maybe you get approved for a video. Because last time I took you, you didn't have your sea legs yet. Sea legs are important to the process. Okay, let me whet your appetite now that I've ruined you. Which I didn't mean to ruin you.
No, I've got sea legs, man.
If you
dude, my legs are wait a second. First of all, Capricorn.
The fuck does that mean?
I'm a Capricorn. And I don't think that you are.
I'm an Aquarius. Let's see Aquarius versus Capricorn.
Who like epic rap battles? Like who wins in a fight?
Oh, we'll just see what the AI overview tells me. That's all you need these days. Oh, they're often seen as opposites. Wow. I'm an airbender, you're an earthbender.
God, you're so funny. We're not gonna open up that can of worms again.
Well, this is kind of funny because the
but
description.
Also, you are totally. First of all, I will open it up. I feel like out of anything you would like in your life, you would love being an earthbender. Can you imagine how easy your life would be?
What do you mean? What? How would that make my life easier?
So you work in landscaping.
Yeah, dude, a lot out in the snow today. 2 full days on the chainsaw. I really don't want to do that tomorrow, but I think that's the plan. I'm getting tired of chainsawing.
I feel like earthbending has a lot of application there.
I guess it could, yeah. Yeah, I guess it could. Well, the thing is, in the show, they're always moving like rock. I'm like, oh, let me just pull this fucking cube of rock.
Yeah, but I think that's just because it's animated or something. I think that's animated because it's like, I feel like, to be fair, the only reason why Toph could move the steel was because there was little pieces of like earth in it. But what is earth? I mean, earth is like
minerals.
Yeah.
Because minerals. Like most of the dirt I'm moving is like organic material. I feel like, you know, like mulch and like compost and stuff.
But don't you think that like dirt has earth in it?
Oh yeah. It does have earth in it. Yeah.
So I feel like,
wait, so okay, but
you'd be able to mulch bend, dude, a little bit.
Mulch bending, that would be really helpful.
That would make my life a lot easier. Gravel bending.
Oh,
gravel would not be a problem for you.
My idea for you, Ted, if if you do a little fishing video, it's a little thing, and you like it and it does well, I have more work for you in that field because I've gotten addicted to fly fishing. So I already have some trips that I'm planning, like adventures.
What the fuck, man?
And you could potentially get in on that to make content out of it if that's your thing. But
I mean, maybe I would. I feel like fly fishing, I don't know. I feel like if we're going to do that fishing thing, it's just got to be on the boat or something, just like something, nothing too heavy. I feel like if you're doing a fly fishing thing, I would just want to come.
You don't fly fish. That's a whole other fucking beast.
Dude, I'd fucking do fine. I caught two fish on my second time fishing. And they were fighters. I almost caught a Dorado.
A Barado?
Dorado.
Dorado.
Mahi.
Oh, a mahi-mahi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really want to catch one of those. They say they're off the coast of New England in the later summer.
Really?
Yep.
Well, you should do in that part of the summer, you should try trolling for it then. Because that's how you catch them.
I think it's a further offshore fish than I would be willing to go in our boat. Maybe one day.
What's the furthest out you've been in the boat? Would you be, like, what's the distance you'd be scared to go out? Where you feel like sort of that kind of equivalent of the anxiety when you're like trying to walk up the stairs really fast, but it's for the entire ocean, you know, where you think like, oh, the likelihood of mythical sea creatures is just skyrocketed.
I've never been out of sight of land, but I have taken a smaller boat out of sight of land.
Oh, out of sight of land? That's not good.
Yeah, I took this little motorboat from Chatham to Nantucket. And there's a point in the middle that there's no land. If you had a boat that had a tower,
dude, that's not good.
It was fun.
Really?
Yeah. What do you mean?
What if you got all turned around if you fell off the boat and it never came back for you?
You're swimming
and you can't get home.
Well, you just go in a direction. I mean, you just follow the sun. You get picked up by somebody. You get picked up by somebody, surely.
Yeah, you say that to yourself now, but no, dude, the ocean is.
Yeah, see, this is what I'm saying, Ted. You don't have sea legs. That's okay. We can get you sea legs, but it's going to take.
I've probably
effort.
Been on a boat more cumulative hours than you.
It's going to take effort. It's going to be a long, grueling process, but we can get you there.
Bro, I've probably been on a boat longer than you in cumulative hours.
What is your favorite energy drink? I don't know if you saw this conversation going on in my Discord today.
Are you not hearing what I'm saying right now? Are you not?
I just think it's so bogus, I'm not even going to address it. It's just a little rage bait that you're chumming the waters with, just hoping it sticks. You're so desperate for it to stick that you had to be like, hey, do you see what I'm doing over here?
I tried I gave it a second try, and then I called out you ignoring it.
Yeah, I got nothing for you, Ted.
Oh, that's so funny,
nothing.
Too. And if you saw me on camera, too, it was like, I was giving the camera like a face every time I said it, too.
I'd never know because I can't see you.
Dude, I'm having a blast right now. I don't know about you.
Did you see that I've been streaming?
I'll tell you what. I've been off Tucker streams lately because last time I tried to interact with you on a personal level, you told me to go look at your stream. And so I've been protesting.
Go ahead. We don't need you. Streams have been ripping, dude. It's been a great time.
He stumbles over his word. Go. Yeah, you know, we don't need you. No, I messaged you one time and I was like, hey, you know what I said? I messaged you and I said, I miss you.
Yeah, Ted messages me out of the blue and says, I miss you. What? What the fuck? Okay. I should have just sent you a thumbs up.
Yeah. No, you didn't. I said, I miss you.
And I said, well, you can hang out with me on stream tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. I said, I miss you. It wasn't even like, I miss you. Ooh, ooh. I was just like, I miss you. I was thinking of you. Sorry, I was thinking of you. And you said, well, I'm about to stream, so you'll be able to get your Keen fix. Like, you're a fucking, like, what are you, the fucking star of the world or something? What is this?
That particular evening?
Your Keen fix? Like, you're a fucking movie
that
star?
That particular evening, I was a star because I was streaming live on Twitch.
I cannot believe that I said, I really didn't. Yeah. I really didn't. I don't think I got offended enough by that when it happened. It's been almost a month. I miss you. Well, I'm about to stream, so you'll be able to get your Keen fixin' pats on the head or something. What is this?
You never showed up, so clearly you didn't miss me too much.
I didn't even respond to that because I was like, whoa, what? I saw that and I was like, okay, damn.
Let's see. Let me look this message up. I want to get more context here.
That was that all literally it was is I actually, you know what's funny? So it was the 14th. I sent you that new music video I worked on. Didn't get a response to that. 2 days later, I say, I miss you. And then you say that. Context is looking pretty bad in your favor right now.
Okay. I think the context that you're forgetting is I have a 2-month-old.
Do you think I give a shit about that, dude?
We didn't
fucking
sleep
hell.
The other night. I also have a full-time job. I think you're forgetting these factors.
Fuck you. Fuck
I think you're
you,
forgetting
dude.
These factors, also, and I think they scare you.
They don't scare me at all, dude. You got a 2-month-old. Yeah. Your fault.
It is my fault.
Your fault. Your fucking fault, dude. That's your fault.
He's been a real pain lately. I'm going to say it.
That's what you get. That's what you get, dude. Your fault. Congratulations. Your fault.
I feel like I had something to say.
I've got a 2-month-old. You wanted it. You wanted that.
But Ted doesn't respect children. He doesn't believe
in having
them.
Are you kidding me? Children love me in a non-weird way. Children think I'm cool as fuck.
I don't think I've ever seen you interact with a kid.
I was a camp counselor, you dingus.
But yeah, you were like still a kid at that point, Ted. You're almost 30 now. Times are changed.
How old was I? I guess I was still, I was still under 20 at that point, wasn't I? Or was I 20?
That it was like your first or second summer home
from
college.
Yeah, I was 20. I was 20, yeah.
Yeah, you're about to be 30.
Okay, first of all, how does being a 20-year-old operating well with kids like negate the ability to work well with kids when you're 28? What are you talking about?
We'll get you in a room full of kids, and we'll just see how you perform.
A 20-year-old is the same thing as like an 8-year-old child or a 2-year-old or a 3- or 4-year-old. It's the same thing.
I don't even know what
you're talking about. No, I agree, Tucker. Right, you're right. A 20-year-old is the same thing.
As what?
As a child. That was the point you were making. I was like, I was a camp counselor. Well, you were still a baby then. You were a baby controlling babies.
Ted, if you think this is actually a pretty bad look for you right now, if you think that mentally, emotionally, intellectually, whatever, you haven't changed since you were 20, yikes. Because I'm feeling a lot different than I did at 20.
Let me think.
Yeah, see, you dug yourself into a nice little hole. And now you're going to die in it.
I would say that I am the same soul. I relate to the person that was back then.
I would say you're the same soul.
I would say I'm the same soul. I definitely think I'm a little bit, I've got a lot more stuff figured out. There's a lot I won't put up with now that I would put up with when I was younger.
Do tell.
Oh, dude, like all the fucking shitty relationships I was in.
Yeah, you were collecting them like Pokemon cards.
Dude, yeah, no. Yeah, no, that was bad.
You've blossomed?
Yeah, no, I blossomed. I blossomed, that's the thing I think is the biggest thing that you learn over, well, I guess it depends. Some people kind of just come out of the womb like having a full understanding of boundaries, which doesn't really fucking make sense to me. You know?
Maybe it's harder as a younger sibling.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, because you've always been someone who can kind of just be like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, like no. I've always had innate power.
Okay. Interesting twist on it. If that makes you feel good about it. Yeah, sure.
I've always been very powerful ever since I was little.
Yeah. I've always been so strong.
I have three sisters.
Shit. Yeah, you do.
And
that's
a son. Too many. And
three sisters
son.
And a son.
He has three aunts. He has five aunts.
Oh.
And currently no uncles.
Really? Well, come on.
He's got an uncle, I think.
Hello?
Wait. Oh, you?
Yep.
Ted, you live in California, man. He hardly recognizes me because I'm gone all day.
Distance does not matter there.
You
what
haven't
are you talking
even
about?
Met him.
You've already seen some of the shit. I got him drip.
You did get him some good drip.
Yeah, I got him drip.
I think right now he's wearing my old clothes.
Man, this kid's gonna make holidays a lot more confusing for us.
What do you mean?
Because now I have to think of a gift for Akeen during the holidays. I guess now that I'm giving a gift to the kid, I maybe need to think of something for Emma now. Now the Akeen household is a thing in my mind for Christmas. Context: Tucker and I don't do Christmas because our birthdays are both in January.
Well, you don't have to get him anything. It's really not a big deal.
I've already gotten the child something. You've seen it when we recorded the other day.
Okay, then if you're trying to get me something, I would like a 60-inch X-Mark.
What are you?
Walk
what,
behind
you? You know that I'm gonna set you up for Christmas. I've already got some stuff on or for Christmas birthday thing. I've already got stuff on my list.
You can get Emma an iTunes gift card.
An iTunes gift card. That is like that's almost worse. Than giving somebody like a dirty wad of $20 bills.
Yeah, it's way worse. What the fuck are you going to do with an iTunes gift card? There was a short window of time in mankind history where an iTunes gift card was really nice. But it was a very short window.
I don't know. I bet the iTunes gift cards can be used. I bet that any of that can be used on... Apple, like for like apps and stuff.
Oh yeah, like I remember when iPod Touches first came out and you had one. Yeah, you could buy like nice games with it. And you could buy music, whatever. But yeah. Music was kind of fading out. It was being able to buy games. Like Call of Duty Zombies.
Do you know what was a thing I was doing the other day on my TV, on my smart TV?
What?
I did this for like a good 20 minutes. I played Doodle Jump on my TV.
Whoa. We got a new smart TV that's like yours, where the remote is like a pointer.
It's like better than the Wii remotes ever were.
Yeah, I love it. Because the smart TV I have in my living room, dude, that thing's smart function is on life support, dude. Getting
what do
it,
you mean?
It is so goddamn laggy. And the remote is just like a traditional
Sounds like
remote.
The smart TV had a stroke.
It really did, dude. I think they gave it one of those like cancer updates that basically just makes it so miserable that you have to put it down and get a new one. And it's only from 2017. It's not that. I mean, like it works fine.
Why is it that I feel like a smart TV has to update more so than any other device that I own?
Any other device? It's like once a week LG's pushing out an update. What the fuck's in there?
What are they putting in there? Like
my PS3. My PS3 back here, I'm still watching Netflix on that almost every day. When's the last time that got an update? 2014?
Yeah.
What the fuck is my TV doing?
And also, like, why is it that when I'm like trying to log into Netflix or like Prime Video or something like that, and it's like you gotta update the app before you can use this. I'm like, are you telling me that the update that you have brought for Netflix on this TV is so mind-blowingly life-changing that you won't even let me use the app until I update to this? Is that why it's such a big deal here?
Yeah, they need to be stopped with that. It really bothers me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
Who was your Discord sidekick? Speaking of that.
How do I check this? Where do I see this?
It was like showing me like a pop-up or something. At one point, I just clicked it.
I bet I can find it somewhere.
I bet you could. I bet you could. Just look up how to find Discord Wrapped.
Who started the Wrapped? Spotify, right?
I think Spotify did, which was probably the best marketing move that Spotify has ever done. I mean, they definitely killed iTunes. There was a whole fucking legal battle too with Apple and Spotify that Spotify won.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Sounds like some juicy drama.
That does sound juicy.
What was the? I can look it up for you. What was the Spotify v. Apple?
Oh, checkpoint unavailable. This happens if you're new here or have privacy settings that enable that limit personalization.
Whoa! So you got screwed.
Yeah, I guess I'm too private. Oh, sorry, weird. But it's certainly it's you. It's obviously you. Or is it?
We have sent 3,200 messages this year together and spent 214 hours in voice, and you can't even just say I miss you too.
I think you were mad because I was doing a woodshop stream, and that's my own creation.
No, actually it is pretty cool.
Yeah. Woo! I know it is. I worked pretty hard on that.
So the Spotify versus Apple lawsuit centered on Spotify's 2009 antitrust complaint in the EU, alleging Apple used App Store rules to unfairly favor its own music service, Apple Music, by imposing high commissions, the Apple tax, and blocking Spotify from telling users about cheaper subscriptions outside the app. Spotify argued that Apple's 30% commission on the in-app subscriptions made it hard for competitors to offer competitive pricing, forcing them to either pay the fee, increasing costs for users, or avoid in-app purchases, which hurts user experience. So basically, the European Commission largely sided with Spotify, fining Apple 1.84 billion euros and ruling these anti-steering rules illegal, forcing Apple to allow apps to communicate external offers, a change implemented in the U.S. following the Epic Games versus Apple ruling as well. Apple's basically just fighting everyone.
Well, Apple's like a trillion-dollar-plus company, so they really can just do whatever they want, and they can just pay their way out of anything.
Biggest companies. What are the biggest companies in the world right now?
The richest companies in the world?
Wow, companies ranked my market cap. Let's see. NVIDIA is definitely the biggest one, right? Yeah. Dude, I remember when Apple, like 4 or 5 years ago, became a $1 trillion company. Mm-hmm. There are fucking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are fucking 11 of them now.
Yeah, but times are different now. Dollars aren't dollars anymore. Dollars aren't dollars. And I think we all know that. I mean, we're feeling it at the grocery store.
Do you ever think that in like 2003 or 4 or whatever, Mark Zuckerberg knew that he would or could even imagine that he would have the 7th biggest company on the planet 20 years later? Same thing with the Google guys. I think that Bill Gates kind of knew what he was
doing. You know what I saw? I saw a Meta ad within the last couple days, and it was like Meta, and it had Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp. Like, it was like a very nice ad. I think they're trying to like curate some good faith with the people. It's kind of just like, hey, we're chill. And these are our platforms and we hope you like them.
What is TSMC?
TSMB?
That's so funny. Oh my God. That's so interesting. I feel like it's so easy to understand like the fucking economy right now. I'm like, what is TSMC? I've never seen that company before. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company.
Yep. That makes sense.
Yeah, it has gone up since 2020. It has. Oh my God, it's gone up by fucking like so much.
Well, dollars aren't dollars anymore, Ted.
Yeah, dollars. And then okay, so the number six and the number eight top companies are both semiconductor companies. That's crazy.
I just found this. This is funny. I've had a packet of milkweed seeds sitting on my desk for like, I don't know, 9 months now. And I was just like, I'll just wait to plant them next spring. And at the bottom of the package, it says, God has made everything beautiful in his time. ECC 311.
I like that.
It's on a package of seeds. I didn't know I bought religious seeds.
Yeah.
Look at this. Sorry, that's so random, but I just...
I can't see it.
Well, I know. I'm showing the people because they're the ones that care.
Oh, okay.
That's so strange. Dude,
I don't... You should watch Drew Gooden's video on the state of the world right now. Like, not watch it later, but it's basically just him just venting about how greed is destroying the world.
I'll raise you a video that I watched at 4 a.m. with Emma and the child because he wasn't sleeping. This is a great video. But I've never seen this guy's content before. His name is Aiden Robbins.
Dude, I thought you were so close to saying Aiden Ross.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, it's okay.
The video is called The Island at the Edge of the World, and it is about the history of Newfoundland.
Newfoundland?
It's 35 minutes long, and he is in Newfoundland. Doing this with great B-roll and great graphics, and
so it's kind of like a Tom Scott kind of vibe, maybe.
I like it a lot more than Tom Scott. I'm not really a big Tom Scott fan.
Man, you're just getting out all your dirty laundry right now.
Wow, really. Tom Scott was doing weekly videos for 10 years.
He was, yeah.
Holy smokes!
Yeah.
Wow, this guy had to have had no life.
Damn.
I'm just saying, that's like insane workload right there. And he's traveling.
I imagine he probably enjoys... Well, yeah, he's traveling and gets to go look at interesting stuff. I mean, I feel like his whole thing is that like he gets to go around and like look at cool things and do cool
stuff.
Yeah,
like if he's enjoying it, like that's great. But like this guy couldn't be in a normal relationship with somebody.
It was like a whole thing where Tom Scott like stopped making videos.
Well, yeah, 1 year ago, it says after 10 years, it's time to stop weekly videos. That's how I knew he was doing these videos every week for 10 years.
Yeah, I was like, you know a lot of lore about Tom Scott at a moment's notice.
Well, that was his latest upload. I mean, he can coast on this library forever.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, this is incredible.
Is it crazy that I've had this candle for 6 years and I have not lit it once since?
Oh yeah, your nostalgia candle.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I have any items equivalent like
and that. I have another version of the nostalgia candle, but it's like, and I have lit this one, but it's, what's weird about it is that it's not it doesn't hold the smell the same way that it does when it's in this tin can. Folks, I'm gonna put a thing out to you. If anybody has dead stock of Hearth in Hand with Magnolia leather and tobacco candles, I will pay top fucking dollar for that shit. Because this is my favorite candle of all time. It reminds me of the wonder and joy of becoming a YouTuber for the first time. And dreams.
When were you burning that? Oh, it was when you first moved to LA, right?
No, I was burning it in Acton over the summer of 2019.
Oh, during the that Minecraft thing you guys were doing.
Yeah, during SMP Live.
SMP Live.
I had like five of these candles, and there's also another one that I might have one of the cases of it back in Acton, but it was another flavor of Hearth in Hand that was black pepper and coconut. And that was a really good one. And I haven't smelled that. Like, I held on to this candle. I think I talk about this candle way too often. But I haven't smelled that other candle, though, in many years. So I feel like if I smelt that, it would be like the Ratatouille scene with the fucking critic.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it's like only 6 years ago. I would smell it and I'd be back in a fucking rustic home in France.
I don't have any candles I've held on to. I wonder if I have anything I've held on to for like.
Well, I wouldn't normally hold on to this if it wasn't that there's like a full third of the candle left. It was just that I realized that this was on clearance. This is the problem. It was on clearance. So I realized I was like, shit. And I realized that I couldn't get it anymore, so I stopped. I made a specific decision to stop burning it.
When you hit, like, another million subs, you should light it. Like, every time you hit a new million, you should light it.
Hmm.
Just for a moment.
Just for a moment.
Or, like, every time you release a video, light it. So you get, like, that hit.
Well, I've got one. I've got a normal one.
No, I know, but you said it doesn't hit as hard.
Yeah, cause, well, like in terms of, like, this one's closed, so I can open up the tin and I can go, oh, and it's like I'm doing fucking, you know, this is like I'm in fucking Fallout and I'm doing Psycho.
Oh, isn't the new season of Fallout coming out?
In 7 days, yes.
Oh, wait, I've got a show I started watching. That's rare for me. Well, I'm fully up to date with Stranger Things too, which if you haven't watched that, it's pretty good.
We've been over this several times. I've been watching Stranger Things as it's been coming out over the years, and so I'm very well aware of Stranger Things.
Oh, I just watched the entire series in one shot, and it's very good.
Are you up to date on the new season?
Yes, I've seen every single Stranger Things episode
that has been released. When does the second part come out?
Well, there's some coming Christmas, and then there's like a final one that's coming out on New Year's, maybe. And that one's going to
theaters.
Man,
they really, that's some serious ego from, I don't know if it's the Netflix or if it's the Duffer Bros or whatever.
Well,
but
I think they deserve
that's some ego where they're like, you're gonna drop Jesus for our show.
Well, I am, yeah. And also. The finale of the whole show is coming out in theaters.
Really?
Yeah, they're doing a theatrical release across like 500 theaters or something.
That's neat. I would go to that. Do you know what's something that I really want to see in theaters?
What's up?
I want to see The Odyssey in IMAX.
What is The Odyssey?
July.
Like the play?
Well, it's a ancient epic.
Oh, is this a new movie?
Yeah, Christopher Nolan.
Oh shit, Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, now you're interested.
Now I'm interested. Well, the show I'm watching is The Chair Company.
But it's not a play. It's like one of the, like the. It's an epic.
Matt Damon. He's starring. Tom Holland. He's handsome.
He's handsome. He's wealthy.
Robert Pattinson. Wow, this is loaded.
The legendary Greek king of Ithaca.
Ted, I'm watching The Chair Company.
Interesting. Well, so how is that? I've heard about that.
Oh, you haven't seen it? I would, if I were you, I would absolutely put that on your to-do list and go in blind. It is so good.
It's Tim Robinson, isn't it?
Yes, but it's like a drama. Sort of. It's
really?
Very... If you haven't seen The Chair Company, I'm not going to spoil anything because I think that show deserves to go in blind as possible.
Okay. Well, let me just tell you something. Look, can I just tell you something about before we get away from the Odyssey thing, though? So it's the most expensive of Nolan's career and his first to be shot entirely on IMAX's 70mm cameras. So if you want, because in a lot of...
Break that down for me.
In a lot of movies, when they like IMAX 70mm film is really, really expensive. Like a lot of movies, it's just like a unique format. A lot of movies don't shoot everything on, like they'll release stuff in IMAX, but they don't shoot everything on 70mm film, right?
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
So, like, this is a movie that, like, is shot entirely on that.
So it'll be, like, the most IMAX an IMAX has ever been.
Sure, yeah. Like other than, like, the whale movies or whatever that they had that they shoot on IMAX cameras, too. But, like...
The whale movies? What the hell?
You know how it's, like, IMAX is, like, a theater? They have always have... There's always a theater in a museum where it's, like, watch the whales.
Oh, you mean like
and it always kind of piques your interest a little bit when you see it. You're like, man, maybe we should go watch whales for like 15 minutes in IMAX.
Like that theater that's in the Museum of Science in Boston? The Omni Theater?
I could almost guarantee you that's exactly what I'm thinking of. But I feel like it's happened more than just that time.
Maybe it's the Boston Aquarium that has it too. But they have like an IMAX. Because I think the Omni is unique to the Boston Museum. And it's got the guy from Star Trek.
I don't even know if it's
Trek.
IMAX, but I think when I went as a kid, it felt like IMAX.
Oh, the Omni Theater feels like IMAX. It's like bigger than it's like round. It's like a wannabe, what's that thing in Vegas?
Sphere?
If you guys have been to the Museum of Science in Boston, you know the Omni Theater. And it has Spock who like walks you through like how it works.
Yeah.
I've been so many times.
They've got one of those at... we didn't do this when we went to the observatory, but they have one of those at the observatory.
Wait, we did see something. Oh, we saw like a PowerPoint.
No, we saw the most boring fucking presentation.
Dude, that like, was you the fell most
you
boring.
Fell asleep. But I really wanted it to be interesting, so I gave it a chance. And yeah, I gave it a chance for too long. It was like just one of those like. Really fucking like
what was it even about?
It was about like cultural art over time periods and cultures and symbols. I think it was about symbols maybe too.
Like the concept
I
like,
think the thing
right,
is the thing but... is that artists are cool, museums are cool. I think that the people who talk about art though can be some of the most boring people in the world.
Yeah, when they're looking at art from like purely a historical lens,
or just like,
and there's like no creative lens attached.
Like the people that run adjacent, like the smell of a museum or a theater or like a art gallery or something. The people that are the same thing as the smell, like simply a place to house art. And they're like, they run adjacent to creation. And, you know, maybe they're interested in it, but it's like, it's just like the voiceover. It was just like so boring. It was just like so slowly paced. I was just like, ugh.
Art is supposed to be, what's it called? Like, I feel like individually perceived, like art is up open to your own take. So like if you go to an art museum, it's usually quiet and you can walk around and look at stuff. But you don't want to hear somebody else talking about art because, like...
Well, sometimes, in some cases, I mean, art's been gone through so many iterations and stuff, but in some cases,
I'm not
going
to apologize
like,
for what I said.
You don't have to. I'm not asking you to. A lot of times, like, people want a result of art to be a reaction from a larger group, too.
Yeah. I mean, there's just a lot of angles we could take this.
Yeah, we could, but... Whatever angle we take doesn't change the fact that the Odyssey is coming out.
And I would go see that in IMAX.
Yeah,
I would.
And they've started selling tickets for it already, and they're all sold out.
I just wait a month. Like,
well, I know. But now I'm getting nervous. Now I'm getting nervous that certain things you won't be able to see in theaters. Like the Guillermo del Toro movie Frankenstein was in theaters for a week before Netflix took it off out of theaters. A literal week.
Theaters are kind of hit or miss these days. It's like...
But it's the... I mean, don't, like... Okay, well, you obviously have that opinion because you currently live next to the most hit or miss theater.
I'm never going back to that theater I've ever been to.
You know what's... That's I think, the greatest power that you can gain as a white man, as an adult, in the Northeast, Tucker.
Okay.
Is the ability to be at a restaurant... Or a business, have a bad time, and then like kind of say it like it's a shot from a gun where you're like, yeah, I'm never going back there.
Yeah, they just lost my business.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, there was like this very specific memory. I think it must have been after like a basketball practice or something, or some sort of sporting event or something. But I was, we were at Bickford's.
Yes, breakfast spot, North Acton, right near Littleton Line.
And
it's gone now.
We were there with another kid from school, and I'm not going to name drop his dad because there's a story about his dad. We were there with a kid from school and his dad. And I think we just waited a good while for our food. Like, we ordered food and it took him like fucking 30 minutes or where it was like a problem. But whatever the case, I remember called over the manager. And he was like, I was really like, we were really disappointed in the service today or something. And like, the manager's coming over to apologize. And he's like, I'm so sorry about that, sir. And he's like, yeah, we're really not happy about what happened today. He's like, I'm so sorry about that, sir. I'm so sorry about that. He says, you know what that means? The manager says, what's that? And he goes, we're not coming back. And I remember as a kid, I was like, whoa.
Did you ever go back?
I probably went back to, I mean, he probably didn't go back, but it was just like this crazy thing where I remember him looking up at him. And he was like, you know what that means? We're not coming back.
Dude, that's like, that takes some conviction in your heart.
I know.
Say that to like a working person. Like, they don't want to give you bad service, surely.
Yeah, I know. A working man. A man in the...
Like, this guy's at... Think about it. He's at work. You are there recreationally. And you're like, I'm never coming back here.
Like it's killing him.
Like, at Staples, there would be a customer like that from time to time. And I'd always be like, okay, yeah, like that, great.
Okay.
Please don't. You're a pain in my ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm working. You're angry. What, like, okay. Stay mad, dude. I'm working.
Do you know where I bet would suck to work? Because I was at this place the other day, to Barnes and Noble.
Well, you could read a lot. I feel like I would just be digging through the books.
There is infinite.
Oh, the blocking? Do they even block?
The blocking there. Oh, my God. Okay, so I was at the Grove recently in L.A., which is, you know, like, nice little shopping area that's decorated for Christmas and stuff like that, which always feels like a fucking sham living in L.A. when it's like they do a thing at the Grove where on certain nights they'll, like, do the soap dispenser thing to make it look like it's snowing.
I don't know what you're talking about. Soap dispenser?
Look up fake snow at the Grove.
You got it. Fake snow at the Grove. What the fuck? What is it? It's got to be fucking pure cancer, dude.
You think it's asbestos?
Yeah, what are they just raining asbestos down on you guys?
Yeah.
40 years ago, they would have been.
That's a tough word. That's a word that I get nervous about every time it comes up.
Asbestos. I just kind of figure I'm probably going to say it wrong, and that's that. What is the...
Because when I see it in my brain, I read asbestos.
I mean, you can get away with saying that.
I mean,
it's a non-toxic soap-based solution.
Okay, that's good. So it's not a group of naturally occurring toxic carcinogenic and fibrous silicate minerals.
No, nope. We're actually gonna. It's looking like we're gonna have a white Christmas here because we got snow on the ground. It's snowing all day today.
Wow. Archaeological studies have found evidence of asbestos being used as far back as the Stone Age to strengthen ceramic pots.
Wait. What is asbestos again?
Bad for you.
Well, I know that.
Green, red, yellow, white, gray, or blue.
But it's a natural mineral. So, okay. Is this like an element?
There are six types, all of which are composed of long and thin fibrous crystals, each fiber particulate with length substantially greater than width, being composed of many microscopic fibrils that can be released in the atmosphere by abrasion and other processes. So I think because of like all the fucking, it's just like these minerals that are like, they're just like long and will fuck you up if you breathe.
It's bad
in
for your lungs, right? Isn't that the
yeah. Yeah.
Huh. I don't know if I've ever encountered asbestos.
It's considered a serious health and safety hazard. And the Trump administration wants to bring it back.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For why? For how? How could they possibly be justifying, let's bring back asbestos?
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you. Well, okay. So.
Hold on. I got basically look this up.
No, okay. So basically, there was this post on Twitter. I was pretty proud of this quote retweet. I got 208,000 likes on this. But basically, It was representative. This was in February. Representative Annie Biggs introduces a bill to abolish OSHA and completely eliminate federal workplace safety protections. So then I quote retweeted that and I said, let's ban seatbelts and bring back asbestos too. And I got a fight.
Nice.
And then I did a follow up thing like 6 months later or five, whatever, in June, where I saw a thing on the New York Times that says EPA plans to reconsider a ban on cancer causing asbestos.
Did you have a retweet for that?
Yeah, I said, wait, don't actually do. I was.
Oh, I was and you said, wait, don't actually do it.
Yeah, I was like, wait, don't actually do that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
I'm reading about this. I'm getting my PBS fill here,
dude. I feel like every month that goes by, I feel less of a need to be on Twitter.
Dude, you've been talking about getting off Twitter for like 5 years now. I think it's. Just do it. Just do it. It's no big deal.
I tweeted a total of 12 times this year.
Get off Twitter.
Three of those were just to promote a video. So and one of them was to promote Take It Easy. And another one was to promote a video. So that's five. So I posted maybe seven genuine tweets.
But how often were you reading tweets? That's the time sink.
Now that. Might be too much. What are we doing? We've been here for, we gotta get out of here, dude.
It's a season of giving. They deserve
it. It is a season of giving.
They deserve everything.
You guys did deserve it. We're gonna head over to the Patreon now, guys. So we hope you join us over there.
Thank you for listening, everybody.
Smooches to you guys. Smooches to you.
See you later.